This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Our next guest's debut album, Better in Black, won her an ARIA and the hearts of many. Now, after much anticipation, it's time for some new music from one of Australia's favourite musicians, Thelma Plum. Thelma joins us to chat about the new EP, Mianjin, and upcoming tour. Thelma, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hello, thank you for having
me. Thelma.
Hello, g'day.
Thanks for joining us. Firstly, you've just visited the Pride Centre and Joy 94.9. What are your thoughts and feelings?
Incredible. Just amazing. I mean, hopefully we'll have a little bit of time afterwards to go and like look around a bit more, maybe take some photos, but it was amazing. Beautiful. How deadly. Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, we've been really lucky to hear a couple of tracks before today's release of Backseat of My Mind and When It Rains, It Pours.
Yes.
What can we expect from the rest of the album?
So it is, a love letter to my favorite city, my hometown, Brizzy. So, lots of lots of little references to just like some of my favorite places. It's very like nostalgic. I sing a lot about like places I grew up in.
Well, speaking of nostalgic and, you know, a little love letter to Brisbane, one of the tracks that we really love is Brown Snake.
Mm-hmm.
And this song has like a lovely driving rhythm and there's a lot of movement to what you hear.
Yes.
Was that intentional? Because obviously it's about a brown river,
yes.
Mianjin River.
Yes.
Was that intentional?
Yes. Like everything production sonic-wise and like sonically was very intentional. But I mean, I wanted that. It felt like, it's funny because it's a bit serious, you know, in the chorus, like in its, but it's kind of like quite upbeat and I don't know, a bit. And I also think it's very funny to be like singing about the Brisbane River in that way, like a work of art. But I truly believe that about that river.
You do?
Beautiful. And I feel like people often write it off because they're like, oh, it's so dirty and gross, but it's like, it's mud. And yeah, it's just beautiful. I mean, and I spent like my mum, you know, she studied most of my life. And when I was little, like we'd catch the ferry over to uni, like, and I go with her. So I don't know, many fond memories on that river.
I do feel like pretty much every city, like Melbourne River, the Yarra River, everyone always gives that, you know, a bit of grief for being so dirty. But it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And I feel like that river, I mean, we've had some terrible floods in the last few years up there in Brisbane. I feel like we don't respect the river as such, and we build right up to it.
No.
And then it floods and it does its own natural thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we all jump and scream and say, oh, what's it doing?
Yeah, I mean, just like, I could go on about this for ages because I've got a bone to pick with pontoons.
Pick the bone.
Didn't register their pontoons, and you know, these people that can really afford to, you know, buy pontoons on their riverfront, you know, mansions. It's like, you know, none of them are registered, and during the floods, it's just like there were just piles and piles of pontoons and no one wants to do anything about it. So it's just like, you know, how disappointing. And yeah, it is like not respecting the river. And it's like, you know, this is a floodplain. Like, we have to understand that. And anyway, oh my gosh,
we love it.
There's something else about that too, isn't there? About the pontoon, you know, restricting access to a river, a beautiful river that you sing about for private purposes.
Yeah.
And that's not the purpose of what a river is for.
No, it's not at all. And, you know, like, have your pontoon, but it's also like, oh, I don't know. Register your pontoon so that if it goes missing, you are responsible for it.
You heard it here first. We are starting a petition. Thelma Plum, right now.
Register your pontoon campaign. Love it. Certainly listening to the song, If I Died and Went to Heaven, then heaven would be this place. And, you know, the EP in general, it's really clear. And as you've already said, that you love Brisbane.
Yes.
What is it about Brisbane that you actually love?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like it's like, I just think it's a big country town and it's like a nice place to be. It honestly, I feel like during the after the pandemic and, during lockdown, it was the first time in 10 years that I hadn't had to like travel constantly and go different places. So I was stuck, in Brizzy on my own, alone with my thoughts. And I don't know, I just kind of was like, what's important to me and being happy and my family and friends. And for me, that's Brisbane's. It's like, It sounds a bit corny, but
it's kind of, it kind of is like there's no place like home, right?
Yeah, it
and
is.
And obviously it's a beautiful place and you've grown up with these things that are really important to both your yourself now, but also your history.
Yeah.
And so home is where the heart is.
Yeah, it is, you know, and I had to go away to kind of figure that out. Like I, when I finished school, I was like, can't wait to get to the big smoke, Sydney and Melbourne. And I don't know, I just think where I'm at, but I, you know, I might change my mind again. I do love moving around a lot, but that's always going to be home for me.
You spent a lot of time in London.
I did.
Speaking of traveling around,
and particularly to the big smoke.
That's the big smoke.
How did that compare to Brisbane?
Okay, I love London. I do. I think there's, I definitely would love to go over there and like really try to make it in the big smoke. But I don't know. I think they're just, I love them both for different things. Like London is absolutely chaotic. It's just like a very diverse place though. I love it. I feel like very happy. And have you been to London?
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
It's got that vibe.
I love London. Yeah.
I don't know if I would write a song about the Thames though.
No. Compared to the roof. I don't know if I would. Maybe I should. Honestly.
Maybe that's your new thing.
Yeah. That's very funny.
Yeah, I love London as well. It definitely has a nice vibe. Mm.
It does. Yeah. Mm. Funny being a black fella in London, but like, I don't know. It was like when I was there, I was like, oh, the colonizer's country. But I don't know.
It is.
But it is also very diverse. It made me really happy just like seeing lots of different faces in London. I was like, this is, I don't know, much more multicultural than Australia. It felt like that to me.
I wonder what it would have been like back in colonization days, though. It would have been a totally different, non-multicultural society.
Yeah, no.
Before we dive into your tour that is coming up a little bit more, let's talk about the differences between being home and away a little bit more. Home and away.
Home and away.
Australian reference. But no, what are the crowds like in Australia for you compared to overseas?
Oh, I mean, I really haven't played overseas very much, which is something that I really want to do. I had a whole European tour booked, but 2020 happened. So, but I have played in London before and I loved it. To be honest, I feel like it was mostly like, you know, like expats being like, ooh. but which is really nice. But I remember feeling very like how I felt at the start of my career. I felt like, I felt like I had a lot to prove and, you know, that like this is, I don't know, I was very nervous, but I love playing in Australia, so I don't know. I just love playing everywhere. And I love working as well. Book me.
Book Thelma. Book Thelma. You heard it here. Book Thelma.
Well, you're about to head off on tour, Australian tour at the end of this month. What are you looking forward to the most about that?
Okay. I'm really looking forward to playing the Forum. That is so special. That's so special to me. I played at the Forum. I've never, you know, played my own show there, but I supported Shane Howard and we did this. I remember getting up with him to do Solid Rock at the Forum and Uncle Archie was there too and he did it as well, which was really nice. So I just have like the most amazing like memories in the Forum and I can't believe that I'm playing my own show there. So yeah, yay. I'm very excited.
Gotta pinch yourself. Yeah. You're doing it.
Yeah, you guys have to come.
Yes, definitely. We would love to. Of course. Well, I was gonna ask you because the EP is all about Mianjin.
Yes.
And how much you love it.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna ask when you're gonna head back there next, but it's today.
Yeah, I'm going home. I am really also very excited to play there. Obviously, it will be very special doing hometown show and all of my family from like around the country is coming. So I am really excited about that.
That'll be awesome.
You should do a show on a pontoon.
I mean,
that is a definite no. Don't take them
absolutely not.
We'll launch the campaign.
Remove the pontoon. Do you think that's your one thing in your career? Like you will never?
It's so funny. I just didn't even realize I had this much of an issue with pontoons, but I do because respect the river, like we said. Mm, but yeah. You know, I'm going to be like, I just have this like image of me being like busted by you guys. It's like a photo of me on pontoon. And you're like, Thelma on pontoon. She's like,
she swore to Evan Warren she would never do it.
She can't get off them.
Really, really exciting time. So thank you so much for spending some time with us and talking about them.
That's okay.
We thanks can't wait for the Mianjin tour. And of course, the EP is out today.
Yes. Oh my God. I can't believe
it. Very exciting.
Thanks, Thelma.
Thank you guys.
Thanks,
so
Thelma.
Much. See you.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au.
Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.